November, conveniently in advance of the November election.
It's going to be fun to watch because Jerome Powell, I do not believe, based on his past as the Fed chair, has been swayed one bit at all with regards to any political pressure from either side. And if they do drop something in September after years of not having any interest rate cuts, if they do it, it's going to tick off the Republicans. If they don't do it, it's going to tick off the Democrats. So it's going to be interesting to see in September how things go. But Brian, there's a lot of real estate between now and then. And
yeah.
this is a historical week you and I are talking in, because the Dow, the To Infinity and Beyond Buzz Lightyear crowd, we have seen the Dow at 41,000 this week.
Yeah.
We've also seen the national debt hit $35 trillion. I hear people talking about the Dow, which is a couple dozen stocks, blah, blah, blah. But the debt, I don't know at what point you get worried about the debt when you're spending so much on interest that it exceeds what you spend on your national defense. But it's just nuts. And, of course, of those two records this week, we only seem to be talking about one.
Yeah, and I saw a report this morning, I guess one of the auditing offices in the government or whatever was doing an analysis of the status of our national defense relative to China, for example, and this whole concept that we may be on a multiple war front, and basically said we'd lose. We could not beat China. And what their suggestion was in this report is, brace yourself, the budget for the defense should be between $1.3 trillion and to as high as $4.5 trillion annually.
If you're serious, Brian, about protecting our way of life,
right,
and allowing our kids and grandkids to enjoy what we've been blessed with, this idea that we can kind of, you know, pay for programs at the expense of national defense, I'm sorry, you just can't do it. I wish you didn't have to, but
amen.
Look, this is how the world is. It's always been, and sadly, probably always will be, and you just have to take precautions, and sadly, appeasement and so many other things tend to get in the way of people who want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. The problem is when you do that and you find out they're not what they're saying, there's something else, it's too late for you to defend yourself. And, you know, then you're at a point where much of what people have, you know, laid their life down on, we just let slip through our fingers.
Yes, we do. Anyhow, moving away from that gloom and doom. Oh, look, Delta was out $500 million because of crowds.